Hi, my name is Christy Bajani, and I come from a family that is multicultural. Throughout the years, my family and I have met people in America with such diversities of multicultural backgrounds. I will show you what it was like for children to grow up with African, German, Albanian cultures. I was 8 when I came to America. There's a first for everything.
Well, that was the first time in my life that I had ever seen a person with such a dark complexion to what I was used to. It was the first time in my life that I had seen an African-American person. I've always thought that an Indian complexion was the darkest I would ever see. All my life before that, I only saw white people because I lived in a region in Germany where only white people had lived in. Even from my greatest traveling experience around the world, it was never as great as when I came to the U.S. I mean, I had traveled to Turkey, Greece, and Albania, but I had never, ever once in my life had the pleasure of meeting and seeing an African-American person like I did when I traveled to America. This all started happening when I got off the airplane that took us from the city in Germany that I lived in to Philadelphia. I started walking to the airport all sleepy from jet lag. I walked in the airport with my sister in a limp, tired way, and then we both suddenly stopped. It was like our atmosphere changed so rapidly from what we were used to. It was the most confusing, bewildering moment we had ever encountered. So there we are, practically sleepwalking. And the next moment, we are entirely awake like no other day. Our surroundings weren't white like we were used to. They were like a bunch of different foods on a plate. The setting consisted of white, black, yellow, and orange. The diversity was so new to us, it was crazy. Then after time passed by, the day came when my family and I got used to America a little, even though I was still not used to how amazingly astounded I'd get when I'd see African American people around. So anyway, my family and I all went out to the park one day, and as the day went by and everyone was getting ready to go home, I saw this big dark man. He was the darkest man I had seen in my life that day. He scared me a little, since I had never seen anyone that looked so unique and so tall, but only when I got near him. The reason that I got near him in the first place is because curiosity was killing me. Not about race, but about this woman standing next to him that I was overhearing speaking. She was speaking German to her children. I hadn't heard German in what seemed the longest time ever, since I wasn't originally German or living there. So I was really meaning to make a short German conversation with this lady. And the whole time, this big man was standing beside her, but I didn't let his height intimidate me too much, since I was craving to talk German. From that moment on, in the future, the German lady and tall man's family became close with ours. And the lady's two boys became close friends with my sister and I, even though they were 8 and 9 years younger than us. This was because we had a lot of the same cultural things in common. Those kids had a dad that was African from the Ivory Coast and a mom that was German from Germany. And we had two cultures mixed in our family just like they had. My family had German and Albanian culture while theirs had African and German. So all the children in both families had some of the same conflicts of fitting in because we shared that same cultural background. Being different with so many cultures meant being weird to the eyes of little children. So those two boys that were raised with two cultures just like us were named Joshua and David, and their dad, who I refer to as the big man before I met him, his name is Jean-Marie. And his wife, the German lady, her name is Mackie. So it was because my parents and Joshua and David's parents crossed a geographic boundary that Joshua, David, my sister, and I sometimes felt out of place since we were young, and young people just want to be wanted to make friends. And usually, in our case, weird people were not wanted. So just to give you a more clear idea of what it was like for all of the children when parents cross that geographic boundary, I'm going to talk to Joshua, David, and my sister about what their childhood was like. You're basically going to get a glimpse of what it was like for trilingual children in general, about having been raised with multiple cultures and racial differences. experiences. I'm going to specify this by talking about the experiences with my family and Joshua and David's family. First, I will be interviewing all children in both families. That is Joshua, David, and my sister Katerina. Hi, Katerina. Hi, Joshua. Hi, David. Could you, Joshua and David, please both say how old you are?
8.
David, you're 8. And Joshua?
Is 11.
Please tell us what language you speak the best.
Well, I speak English the best. We usually speak German to my mom, but not so much African. Well, it depends on, like, what time of day it is, which is kind of weird, but usually around the evening I start to talk German a bit more, especially if my mom starts asking me questions in German or talking to me in German, and every other time I'm just speaking in English.
Katerina, what is your uptake in this question?
That's actually a really hard question, and I don't think that I could really give you one specific answer for that. I mean, I guess I could say English, but I speak Albanian at home all the time as well, and I'm fluent in that.
Katerina, do you like German, American, or Albanian food better?
Our food reflects on our culture, and it makes me think back in Albania and how we have these big feasts that are so personable, and we all really connect through our food, and we have so much fun, and it really brings out the spark of Albanian culture.
Joshua and David, what type of food did you prefer? Do you prefer?
Well, in Africa, I really like aloko, which is
fried plantains.
Fried plantains.
Katerina, what food do you favor best?
Personally, I like all food, but Albanian food I like because it's cultural.
How did you feel eating your cultured food in front of Americans?
Well, I kind of felt different, but in a good way. It's just kind of weird to me, because, like, everybody else has, like, this junk food.
I think that every foreign family, when they first move to a foreign country, feel the need to fit in and feel really self-conscious of how they blend in with the rest of society.
What do you appreciate from the experience in how we were raised in Metrimony? Because I know we've talked about some negatives so far, and since we went through the same struggle of being weird when we tried making friends at young ages, how do you look at it now? How do you look at it now? Because for me, I know that now people look at my life timeline as unique instead of weird. So can you talk about your experience then and now of the geographic boundary that our parents crossed?
Well, now that I'm older, I really appreciate that we moved to America. And when I look back when we first moved here, I definitely remember feeling really weird and outcasted. But as I got older and I started socializing with the people around me and learning the language, I realized that home is what you make it to be, and your reaction is what really matters, and your attitude toward whatever surroundings are thrown at you. And I started making the best of it, and I realized that this is my life, and it's great. Like, I've experienced so many different lifestyles, and it's really a blessing.
Here is an uptake from Mecki and Jean-Marie's perspectives. Jean-Marie, could you tell me the story behind why you wanted your children to be raised in America opposed to Germany or Ivory Coast?
I wanted my children to be raised in America because America is considered a melting pot country, which means that most of the different races you can find in America. That was the first reason. The second reason is because I felt like it was easier socially and economically speaking for the entire family to be here, and also because from the intellectual point of view, we both had a better situation, meaning my wife and I, a better position here in the U.S. since I've done all my studies and she has done all her studies here.
Somewhere around the early 1900s, I believe, Tracy Chapman came to Ivory Coast to sing a concert. Could you describe what that day was like for you?
We, for one, were not used to this type of music. Coming from an African background, we're expecting more of a dancing kind of like rhythm.
Right, so people in your country weren't used to that slow melodic rhythm that Tracy Chapman sort of brought with her relaxed way of going about. Your country's music was more
pumping and alive, so you were disappointed.
Yeah, with her coming as a black woman, the expectation was gearing toward having something more rhythmic.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we were served blues, which for us couldn't really bring across what we were looking for.
So basically, from what I understood, was that the music that was culturally accepted in Ivory Coast was everything opposite from Tracy Chapman's style. So later, when you had children in America, were you at all afraid of how they would be raised with what types of music, food, and people they grew up to like?
I think, and that's probably you actually bringing another point about the reason why I wanted to stay here. As I said, America has so much to offer in terms of culture, and because I knew that I could also find my African origin within America, I was not really concerned about them not having the type of roots that I came from. And so that was one of the reasons why America, for me, was the best place to be at.
So, like, the diversity, you liked
it? The diversity, correct.
Based on Tracy Chapman and other things when you were younger, what did you think of America then, and what do you think of America now?
For me, America was a dream place to be at. It was the country that, you know, only the successful really go to. My dream was to one day be in America. America was a place where money could be found on the ground.
How was the school system for you as a kid different from the school system your kids are raised?
The school system was more rigid, more, I would say, narrow-minded. However, I think that the good thing about the way I've learned, it was more pragmatic compared to nowadays, where it's more about interaction, developing ideas. Back then, it was basically learning to
sternly.
Exactly.
So what are some of the cultural and traditional things that your parents did with you and that you did with your kids to keep your culture alive?
In terms of the same, I think to teach them to respect the elders and to teach, for example, the older to be the caregiver of the younger, although we are around. It's something that's dear to me because that's the way I've been raised.
What do you think about Meki, how she was coming from Germany and raising her children in America?
I think for Meki, it was almost the same thing, in the sense that Meki grew up in a farm. And when I went to Germany, I've realized that actually growing up from the farm, it was easier for her to understand the type of African culture that I'm coming from because there were so many similarities.
Meki, when you had your children in America, did you like how they'd be affected in comparison to being raised in Germany?
In Germany, it was all the same. It was all kids from this one little 4,000 inhabitant town versus children from all over the world in Joshua and David's school.
Did you want for your children to be trilingual, or did you think that would complicate their life? Like, did that come out of nowhere for you? Like,
no, we actually very consciously decided that that would be great because... as a young child, they can take up a lot of languages without any problems. I grew up with two different languages and it didn't seem to affect me at all. In fact, quite the opposite. But also, for our children, otherwise it would be very hard for them to interact with their grandparents who don't speak any English.
What about your husband's cultures? Did you love that you definitely wanted your children to carry after his culture?
Yes. So there are many. I think that there are wonderful things in each culture, and there were certainly many things that we really like about his culture, including how much respect elderly people get. Many, many other things.
So basically, all in all, what do you think of America as a place for your children to be raised in?
I think there is probably no more perfect place than the United States, certainly the cities in the United States, to raise your children in because it is such a diverse place. It's not like in Germany. In particular, people might be looking at you or they might want you to become German and accept the German culture. or in Ivory Coast, where, you know, unfortunately there's unrest. But it's a very wonderful, diverse place that accepts diversity and cherishes diversity.
Thank you, Mackie. I hope the perspectives of these two multicultural families have been interesting for you to understand what life is like for some trilingual people that have multiple races and cultures. Different people get used to different ways when adapting to a new culture. I hope you have come to realize that diversity, far from being a social or cultural liability, can be seen as a tool for global integration and a path to multicultural acceptance.